1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Just ask Dr. Justin.
And up next, we're going to be talking to Dr. Justin about having no sex drive at all, how to fix that one up. But he does join us in the studio at the moment for a different question, Georgia.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Justin. We've got a question from a listener here. They want to know how they can make positivity their first reaction rather than just being cynical all the time.
Okay, so it sounds like they're a bit tired of being a bit of a misery gut.
I'm sure their friends probably are too.
True.
Well, you know, we have emotions for a reason. You know, emotions are like a butler. So, you know, if somebody's having a first emotional reaction, it's become a bit of a habit.
Yeah.
And they can be laid down for lots of reasons. Temperament is one of them. Some people are so laid back you have to take their pulse. Other people are more highly strung. Mm-hmm. You know, and other people, you know, their life experience might lead them to expect certain things.
Sure.
But if you think of emotions like a trusted waiter, you go to your favourite restaurant, Jesse, and you go, I'll have the usual, thanks, and they put the chicken parmy in front of you.
Right.
You know, and so emotions kind of save you the trouble of making complex decisions.
Okay.
You know what's coming and they're pretty sure what you're going to do, so they give you an emotion, emotion to move, to suggest emotion or a direction in terms of your behaviour and your reaction.
Right.
So, if you're feeling really cynical when people come up with things, that's a habit. But here's what I'd suggest. You can go into your restaurant and they can put the chicken parmy in front of you, but you can say, you know what, tonight I'm going to have the curry.
Yeah.
You know, your emotion will suggest a certain reaction, but if you delay, you can choose.
So is your first port of call when you feel, you've got to identify that you're feeling that emotion first though, right?
You're good at this. Yeah. I'll tell you, you're getting the hang of this.
Can't ask a question.
Yeah. So what I usually, because people have got the wrong idea about positive psychology.
Right.
And they're getting really down on themselves if they ever have a dark emotion or feel a bit negative, you know. And I think it's got a lot to do with this, the secret crap as well, to be honest. This idea that if I'm farting glitter and crapping rainbows all the time, the good things will just automatically come to me.
Right.
That doesn't bear any resemblance to the truth at all. One of my colleagues, she did some studies on people that had cancer.
Yeah.
And found that, you know, they were really beating themselves up if the cancer came back because they must have been thinking positively enough.
Right.
It's just not, and there was no correlation between the way they thought and whether or not cancer would reoccur.
Yeah.
So being positive certainly puts life in your years. Absolutely. But it won't necessarily add years to your life.
Right. Okay.
So, listener, you're allowed to have negative emotions. It's not a crime. You're not naughty. You're not bad. Okay. It's just become a habit.
Yeah.
So here's what I suggest. First of all, if you feel a particular emotion arise, delay. Give it a second. Unless there's blood pouring out of an artery, you can take a moment.
Yeah.
And if there is, apply pressure. Second, just like Jesse said, he's got ahead of me. Recognize that that's your feeling. That's how you're feeling. And then talk back to that feeling.
Okay.
Nicely. Don't beat yourself up. So, I'm reminded of the Peanuts comic where they're sitting on the wharf and Charlie Brown says, well, we're all going to die one day.
Yeah.
And Snoopy says, yeah, but on all the other days, we won't.
That's so good.
You know, so you talk nicely back to that, yeah, to that feeling and say, look, you know, this could, what if it all goes wrong? Well, you know, what if it all goes right?
Yeah, very true.
And then choose your behavior. And if you select behaviors that are not compatible with that emotion, before you know it, that emotion will start to lose its grip.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I like that.
Good luck with that, listener.
Very different one for you to do up next for us. We're talking trying to fix your sex drive. We'll do it after this.
Just ask Dr. Justin.
You can put your questions in at hit.com.au if you would like to ask Dr. Justin anything. But Georgia, we got a bit of a different one this morning.
Yeah, someone has done exactly that and registered their question. It is from a 49-year-old female, and she says, I have no sex drive at all. I'm 49 and I just don't get it. Is there anything I can do?
Oh, that's really a good question, especially in midlife. You know, there is in the great Bible of behavioral and emotional disorders called the DSM-5, a so-called disorder called sexual interest or arousal disorder, when, you know, you get up and go, just gets up and goes.
Right. And is that likely to happen earlier in life or?
Well, there can be lots of reasons for it.
Yeah.
But in midlife, by the way the question's phrased, I'm going to assume that, listener, you've enjoyed your vitamin F and things have been going great, and then all of a sudden you just have lost interest.
Mm.
And, you know, around midlife, that can happen for a couple of reasons. But probably the first thing to know about sort of what we call arousal disorders or loss of interest in that sort of thing is it's not really defined by your partner. So if two people have got very different ideas about how much they would like,
yeah,
you know, well, how do we know the one with the lower drive is normal? You know,
yeah.
So you know, we tend to assume that's the person with the lower drive is abnormal, and that's not necessarily true. So a good question to ask yourself, listener, is if this is a problem for your partner, but your partner didn't mind, would you mind? What do you want?
Yeah, okay.
You know, and that's a really important question to ask. But let's just assume that that's not an issue and that this is something that the listener really is worried about for their own reasons, not because it's bothering anybody else. Well, if it's really sudden and there are any other symptoms, at 49, I would seek some medical advice. There might be a hormonal thing going on.
Sure.
Around perimenopause or menopause, libido can drop quite precipitously.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something I would check out, absolutely, to see whether or not that's going on. But also, as we get older, our sexual response becomes less spontaneous, like, you know, a warm north wind blows and we're ready to go. And it becomes more responsive. In other words, you need to be prepared to take all night to do what you used to do all night.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know? So this means taking your time, accepting that when the idea first comes up, you know, it used to be you might be able to switch on straight away, but now it's going to take a little time. And that, of course, requires communication. 90% communication, the rest is mostly talking. So, okay. So, you know, a lot of partners reject their partner's advances because it feels like it come out of the blue. So yeah, it's really good to have those discussions with a potential partner or even with yourself and say, look, it might take some time to warm up to this. So, you know, it might be that you're used to a spontaneous sexual interest and it might be that now it's become more responsive and you need to take time to warm up, think about it. And that also comes down to know thyself. Some people lose interest in sex because they're not really interested in the sex they're getting. So know thyself in lots of ways and often, frequently. The other thing that tends to boost interest is having sex. You don't use it, you lose it.
Practice. So,
practice, absolutely.
So, I don't think anyone will be disagreeing with you on that front. I'm sure everyone will be happy to practice as much as they
That's
can.
It. Get out there, guys, and you know, and take one for the team. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, thank you very much for filling us in today, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Pleasure. See you again.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.